Order. Order. God damn it, this court will come to order. Sit your asses down. I'm getting worn out with this bullshit. See, I know all about you big city media types. Mm-hmm. You heard you was coming to Florida for a trial, and you thought the judge was going to be some Matt Gaetz-looking motherfucker who got the job because his daddy ran a pyramid scheme. Oh, how gravely you miscalculate. How gravely indeed. For you see, Florida, just like Mississippi, just like Alabama, just like Louisiana, just like Texas, Florida also has nuclear waste irradiated mutant Gulf people. And right now, you in the cage with one of them. That's right. The Right Honorable Judge Bustance Pemberton. And Bustance does not tolerate disrespect. Or what's the matter? You don't think I've noticed? You don't think I've noticed your snide little comments? Your little whispery giggles? The way you go quiet every time old Bustance Pemberton passes by? I will not tolerate that kind of insubordination. I bet one of you, you probably even worked up a pretty good impression of me over the last week. Ain't that true? I know there's one of you. Disparaging my dialect? Sir, I will not allow disparagement on my dialect. I will not allow my dialect to be disparaged. I'm a caricature. I'm a man who lives and breathes, who bleeds for freedom. That is how I got this job, and I am not speaking in any metaphorical way. That is the only qualification to be named a federal judge in the state of Florida. And a federal judge is what I am, and the state of Florida is where you are. So right now, you got to sit down and shut your mouth, because this part of the trial is called the sentencing, all right? And the sentencing is the part where they are most likely to put me, Judge Bustance Pemberton, on a television. So you don't interrupt and you let me get along with the goddamn thing. I apologize to counsel and the defendant for this procedural divagation, but in this particular case, it seemed necessary. Ryan Wesley Routh. You stand accused and convicted of crimes which, under normal circumstances, would merit the harshest possible application of the law to its gravest extent. And yet, you committed these crimes in such a way, in a manner so completely fixated upon form, and thus so totally devoid of content, that it seems almost metaphysically wrong to say that you did anything. I cannot help but reflect that the story of your real actions sounds like the kind of weird lie that a 46-year-old man would tell to a 23-year-old art school student at a college bar, perhaps trying to impress her, given the time of year, into offering an invitation to a slutty Halloween party of some sort. Everything you did sounds made up, is what I'm saying. And yet, in the case before us, these actions belong not to the realm of fiction, but to the realm of fact. It is thus that I must sentence you, and I praise and thank the Lord God Jesus Christ that if these events had to occur, they occurred in the state of Florida. Because Florida has a little legal eccentricity never invoked before today, that if necessary, the presiding judge, that's me, may apply a sentence in the form of a song. That is what I intend to do. So, Ryan Wesley Routh, having been found guilty, your sentence is to embody, not merely for the rest of your natural life, but for all time, the character described in the following piece of music.